This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Yes, I just said that in one breath. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. But that's what happens when you stay in the Word, when you feed on the bread of life, man. I'm telling you what, it's just out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. Sometimes that flow is a little bit faster than others, but you know how that works, right? And I'm sure that'll all catch up with me someday, especially all of you older, wise ones that are saying to me, "Oh, Bradley, you just don't know. You know, I used to be just like you." No, I promise you, you are not just like me. Aside of that, friends, and having fun. You know what's interesting? Just a little bit of a side note before we start rocking today's show. You know what's interesting is all these conservative websites that have been shut down. By big tech companies, illegally, of course. That's catching up with them, too, as we're speaking. But it's interesting to note all of these conservative websites on Facebook and on Twitter and Google. It's craziness how many are being shut down today. But you know what I noticed today? Yesterday, last night, I just had a thought. And I just thought to myself, I'm going to do a Google search on some of these big talking heads. And as I did so, I noticed there was nothing negative said about them because they're approved opposition is what they are. They're approved opposition, friends. They use them as the standard in which Americans are to go by. And you better not go any further, because if you do, we'll shut down your website. You start making reference to the Word of God. You start making reference to the Constitution. You start uncovering corruption in government and corruption in the church. Man, we're going to have a serious problem with you. You know, I noticed that these bigger talking heads, friends, they don't have any problems. All of their sites are up. You know what's interesting is, and by the way, I like Sean Hannity. I think he's a cool guy. I really do. But I noticed that his site is up, and his Facebook page is up, and his Twitter page is up, and he's got very little to zero negative comments or Google search on him. It's amazing how they have the approbation and the approval of what they call the left. But you need to keep in mind, the bigger talking heads, friends, are those that are fueling the division between the Democrats and the Republicans, the left and the right. That's why they're approved opposition. I mean, Rush Limbaugh, man, he's A-OK. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to these bigger talking heads, friends, you got to keep in mind, they are there to make money in most cases. Tucker Carlson, he's OK. Man, how come they're not being badgered by Facebook? How come they're not being badgered by Twitter? How come they're not being shut down? How come when you do a Google search on their names, how come everything is okay? Folks, because the sponsors are their golden calves. They serve the money. They don't care about the people. When you care about the people and you actually begin to preach forth the word in truth, friends, that convicts and uncovers, all of a sudden you become an enemy to the corrupt state. And I said corrupt state for the very purpose that when you're an enemy to the state, it's because the state is corrupt, not because I'm corrupt. Folks, when the enemy, when the law becomes the enemy to the state, you know you have communists. You have those that are subversive to we the people in this country that are work. And they receive the approbation and approval from the mainstream media. They receive the approbation and approval from the CIA-controlled media, friends. Americans, you need to begin to start asking yourself some real questions. How come it is with the bigger talking heads, some of which I've named Glenn Beck, friends, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Tucker Carlson, the list goes on. Why is it that they don't have any opposition? You have to ask yourself the question, and you have to fill in the question mark. I'm not here to try to put their light out and make mine brighter. No, I'm telling you, friends, that they're ineffective. I'm telling you, friends, in many ways, they're a part of the problem. Again, these are the ones that have been approved as opposition in the United States of America. Why is it that they've received the approval to be on the airwaves? Oh, well, you know, some of these guys have had problems with their sponsors. Well, it's interesting. It didn't last very long, did it? No, with the help of the people, good for you. But the fact of the matter is it's because they're conformed to that of their sponsorship. That's why they don't have any problems. You know, the Bible tells us in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? Well, it's because they're agreed with their sponsors. And in many cases, these big corporations that are sponsoring these conservative talking heads, are you paying attention to what I'm saying, America? Are the very ones that are attempting to destroy your country every step of the way. So what's the difference between many of these talking heads, these bigger talking heads on radio, friends, than the very corporations that mean to destroy you? Because they're the ones that are sponsoring these bigger talking head conservative outlets. Again, I'm here to get you to think in a way that you've not thought before. And again, yesterday, when I'm going back and forth, just curious to know what kind of opposition they get, zero. Zero opposition. Pull up their names, no negative content. If there is, it's just, it's child's play. You know, them throwing pillows at each other between the left and the right, which, again, they're the ones carrying the wood to keep the fire going. And, folks, it's nothing short of when you're in an airplane, when you're in a bus, and you're sitting around noticing other people, what they're doing with their time. I'm reading commentaries by Spurgeon. I'm reading the Word of God. Just me. This is me. This is my firsthand experience. And you look over to the adults and the hundreds that are on an airplane or on a bus or on a train. And, folks, they're eating up the lies that the media are feeding them. They're eating up. Inquiry minds need to know. They're eating up the gossip magazines that they just bought at the local airport. It's interesting that you can't find content that confronts, folks, the establishment in which everybody's complaining about. And again, if you dare do that, well then guess what? Big tech companies and sponsors are going to zero in on you. Friends, it really shows you who these people are working for. And again, let me remind you, they're the ones, these bigger talking head conservatives, friends, that are carrying the wood to fuel the fire of division. Read Mark 3:25, friends, because the Bible tells us that house will not stand if it's divided. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which form the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. But not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Wow. I mean, friends. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted this just in time. Twitter, folks, bans popular conservative accounts. It's a woman that has 83,000 Twitter followers. She has been permanently suspended by Twitter. For why? Okay, now this totally coincides with exactly what I was talking about during the first segment. Anti-conservative, anti-American, unlawful Twitter bans yet another site. Breck Worsham, a popular conservative woman with nearly 83,000 Twitter followers, has been permanently suspended by Twitter. You ready for this? Worsham's account was banned on Christmas Eve after she posted tweets critical of pedophiles. And Twitter's decision to allow for pro-pedophile accounts to still remain active while deeming conservative accounts to be violations of terms of service. Folks, again, these are organizations that are running subversive to who we are as a people. Who has given them lawful standing to do such things? Nobody has. It hasn't come from we the people, but I will tell you who's been giving them, folks, permission to go ahead and violate Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. It's those that you call your Congress, those that you call your senators. And why is Twitter so busy and Facebook so busy and Google so busy trying to protect those that mean to destroy this country? If it's not Planned Parenthood, friends, if it's not Islam now, folks, they are the enemy of the people in so many different ways. Why are they banning people that are calling out those that are preying upon our children? Violations of terms of service, friends, because, again, if you go back to the conspiracy of silence, by the way, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you go back to the conspiracy of silence, you'll see those in the church, the hierarchy, and in government, the hierarchy, that are guilty of trafficking children. And pedophile rings in D.C. alone. This has been going on in your country for a long time. You know, when they banned, when Twitter just banned Breck Worsham. It states your account, Rebecca Worsham, has been suspended for violating the Twitter rules. Folks, again, this is a communist tactic using the law against the law. This is completely illegal what Twitter's doing, what Facebook is doing, what Google is doing. Hopefully you'll figure this out before you lose everything, America. But the fact of the matter is, it says you have been banned specifically for violating our rules against hateful conduct. You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity. Notice the, what they're doing, folks. They're creating, folks. They're creating propaganda for the American people to buy it so they can overthrow, demoralize the people, right? And then I can control them. It goes on. Gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. Religious affiliation, wait a second. It's better for these people to put a chain around their neck and to cast themselves into the sea rather than to violate one of these little ones. Pedophilia in the United States of America is a felony, America. But Twitter's saying it's hate now to point out the law that exposes the crimes of the pedophiles. So what do? They get rid of the one that's exposing the pedophiles. Oh, I want to tell you something, friends. Read Isaiah 5:20. It is not, and I cannot overemphasize this when you look to history. I cannot overemphasize what these people are sowing individually and corporately and in our communities and in our cities and in our states and in our country as a whole to give a pass to these big tech companies, friends. They're defending the murder. I'm sorry, they're defending the pedophiles. It's craziness, but it's happening today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I wanted to highlight this too, which coincides with what we're speaking of. Did you hear about the Bad Santa? A bad Santa, bodies of Walmart Santa's two children found in his backyard. A Georgia Walmart Santa was arrested along with three other suspects in the deaths of his two children who were found buried in his backyard. Elwin Crocker Sr., who turned 50 on Christmas and until recently worked as a Santa at a store in Rincon, was arrested along with three other others after deputies searched his home on a tip and were directed to the children's graves by their father. The remains of Elwin Crocker Jr., a 14-year-old who vanished 2 years ago, and his sister Mary, 14, who was last seen in October, were dug up in Guyton last week. Beautiful kids. America, you're sick. America, is this the wound that is incurable, as Jeremiah talked about? Because, again, when we see what's after Jeremiah, there's a book of Lamentations. Again, take it how you want to take it. The facts are facts, regardless if you want to believe them or not. It doesn't matter. To see the things that we see happening in our country today are completely unprecedented. It's gone so far out of scope, friends, that people in foreign countries are looking at us like we're a byword. Looking at us like we've lost our minds. Well, we did, because the American people have lost their morals. And I lay this to the older generation, not to the younger generation. The things that we are talking about today in this country are so unthinkable that it blows my mind. And the only reason that we're talking about the unthinkable is because, again, those that call themselves the good people stand back and do nothing. They stand back and allow the things that take place in our country on a daily basis to continue to go on. adding strength to tyranny every step of the way. And look what's happening. Are for those that are just standing back, apathetic, are things getting better? Or are you one of those that just says, well, you know what? There's nothing we can do about it. Jesus is coming back. No, 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 no. Wait a second. Don't twist Scripture the way Satan twisteth Scripture. Jesus said, occupy until I come. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said that if it was the end of the world, I would still plant an apple tree. The only reason, America, you are in the position that you're in today is because you've taken the false gospel from the pulpits and over 300,000 pulpits across this America that refuse to preach against sin, that refuse to lead the way as they follow the Christ. Micah 2:12 and 13. Read it. Micah 2:12 and 13. The enemies of America, friends, within, they're ecstatic. They're getting away with everything they wanted to get away with. Do you realize that they are to be destroyed with you under God in judgment? They don't know that. They don't realize that. They have their eyes closed willfully. They know what they're doing is wrong. They're extorted men in many cases. And they continue down the road because they think, after all, well, someday, you know what, I don't care about you, the people. You know, I'm not my brother's keeper. I don't care about you as long as I get rich. And they don't realize, and nor do those that stand back and allow these people realize, that both groups of people will be destroyed sooner or later. They're playing with fire. It's called sin. And the Bible says that they're taken by the cords of their own iniquity from before us. They're taken in their sin. Well, so are the people that allow these tyrants to rule the roost arbitrarily, according to their own will, rather than God's. But then again, there you have it right there. The American people don't realize that we receive our rights from God, not from the state. The American people have an evolutionary view of government to stand back and allow that they have unlimited power to go ahead and do what they do at will. And you know what's interesting when I bring that up? I think about how many politicians and how many in the church, speaking of the very topic right now of Twitter banning popular conservative account on Christmas Eve for exposing those that are preying on children. I think about how many of those in Congress and in Senate and in federal government and in the DOD that are guilty of the very crimes they want Mr. Dorsey over at Twitter to cover for them. It only lasts for so long. And keep in mind, friends, Sodom and Gomorrah was judged because the good people of the day failed to keep the commandments of the Lord in dealing with the wicked. And remember, Edmund Burke said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. It's the furthest thing from the truth. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues in day six, President Trump holding firm on his demands.
The folks are saying, can we have some drones? Can we have technology? Technology is bells and whistles. You have to have a wall. You have to have protection. When you say, how long is it going to take? When are they going to say that we need border security?
A wide area of the country is being affected by a major winter storm system. NBC News meteorologist Bonnie Schneider says things are not looking good for a lot of travelers.
winter weather alert stretching all the way from Texas up to the Canadian border. It's really incredible because we have 12 million Americans right now impacted by these winter weather advisories.
And if you haven't done enough shopping, Amazon's third annual Digital Day will take place on Friday. Although if you go and check out Amazon now, there are some deals currently available. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll stay out there as long as we can, friends, as long as you want us to be out there and your willingness to fight for our right to be out there. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube. And you can give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Timothy 2:5. Philippians 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. That's what we follow here. I was just highlighting Twitter bans popular conservative account on Christmas Eve for criticism of pedophilia. Folks, this reminds me of, you know, when children are ripped off, for those that don't know, when children are ripped off, many cases, friends, the investigation goes up to the FBI, and then it goes dead. I mean, if you want to take it over to what's really happening, just look to the DOD, friends. Again, we had Brian Bender on the radio with us from Boston Globe, who was exposing pedophiles in the DOD, Department of Defense. 5,000 members were downloading child pornography. Why do you think these organizations are being used to protect those that are supposed to serve you? They're extorted men. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Dorsey, he's either guilty of it because he ain't preaching out against it, that's for sure, and he's selling his soul for 30 pieces of silver. until he meets his maker, Hebrews 9:27, which that applies to every single one of us. It's appointed unto men once to die, and then after this, the judgment. These are accomplices, and the greater accomplices are those that sit back and allow these organizations, these big tech companies, to do the things that they do. But again, going back to the FBI, it reminds me of the FBI. You know, we've been led that, to believe that the FBI, and again, not saying everybody's bad in those organizations, but I do believe there's layers, no doubt. But it's interesting to note, friends, that we've been led to believe the FBI is there to protect us from the big guy, when in fact, if you look to the history of the FBI and the CIA, it's just the exact opposite. They're protecting the big guy from the little guy. But the fact of the matter is, America, you don't know how big you are. Reminds me of Ant's Life years ago, back in the 90s, when that bug went up to Grasshopper. And he told him, "You're afraid of us." And he realized that when all the people came together, that was the destructive ends of the one that meant to rule over them. See, that's why it's so important, friends, that we network. Listen to me, network, network. If you don't know your neighbors, go talk to them. Network. Get the information out, friends, that they don't want you to have, which exposes them again for their crimes. They need to be lawfully dealt with. I said right during the last of the end of the last break, forgive me, you know, Edmund Burke again said that evil prevails because good men do nothing. I want to tell you something, friends, if you haven't heard this, that's the furthest thing from the truth. Good men don't allow evil to prevail. Period. There's a lot of articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's a lot of articles on my Twitter accounts, our YouTube accounts. Folks, we're in a real fight, and they are trying to snuff out your light. And remember when Jesus was being crucified for nothing he was guilty of. And remember when that light was going out and he was being led to the cross of Golgotha, the place of skull. Remember what he said to those that were crying, that were following him up to the hill. "Don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree..." You had the power and the authority and the light to stop this crucifixion, but you did it not. Don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. And 40 years later, we see the fruit of that every step of the way. And minutes after his death, too, by the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is just packed with information from those that are a part of the culture war, from spiritual overseers, from those that love God and love man, willing to tell you what the mainstream media is not willing to tell you, willing to tell you what your favorite conservative talking head is not willing to tell you, that is helping with a bucket of paint from his sponsors to paint you in a corner, to render you paralyzed, stripped of all your power to resist, is what this comes to. Friends, Thomas Jefferson again said, "When injustice becomes law, as they call it, it's not law because it runs counter to law. But when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty." Let it be our badge, friends, and our legacy to stand up for our posterity. Regardless if the masses go to hell in a handbasket, that's their call, not ours. Deuteronomy 30:19. But ours is that of true glory. Because the odds are against us, or at least so we have been told, which again is nothing more than a tactic from devil disciple Saul Alinsky, where he wants you to believe, the enemy wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. That's not true, friends. That's how they weaken you. Let's get over to something that popped up before my eyes yesterday when I was writing my article. I just wrote a brand new article. It's called To the Glory of His Grace. And while I was doing that, I ran across the page. It's called Stolen Valor. And there were all these videos where these veterans could spot a mile away those that had uniforms on, and they could detect the counterfeits. Now, keep in mind, friends, when those in the FBI, the good guys, are taught to detect the counterfeits. You know what they do? They teach them to study the real ones. Well, guess what? Veterans know the real ones. They've been in war. They know the pain, the loss, the suffering. Well, those that haven't been there that are wearing uniforms, friends, first of all, have no business doing so. And you have real veterans identifying these counterfeits right off the bat. And I watched the most popular 10. And it was brutal. And the real veterans calling out those that had on uniforms that had no business having the uniforms on. They weren't veterans at all. They just liked the clothes. They were deceiving the people into believing that they were in the military when in fact they never had been. Again, it's called stolen valor. Stolen valor is a term applied to the phenomenon of people falsely claiming military awards or badges that they did not earn. Okay? A service that they did not perform. Prisoner of war experiences that never happened, but yet they want you to believe that it has. And other tales of military daring do that exist only in their minds. They're distorted. Again, they're counterfeits. Well, I want to take that and I want to bring about a spiritual lesson from that of the natural. Because remember, Jesus told his disciples that unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. And how did he give understanding to those that were spiritual? He always gave them parables. Mark 4. Okay? So let me give you a parable to that of stolen valor. I personally remember to the extent that I've seen the actions of the professed Christians in this country. When I was about 24 years old, I was at the Minnesota State Fair where a four unspiritual law, you ever see those tracts? They're called spiritual laws, the four spiritual laws. Well, folks, it's modern gospel, and they should be rightly called the four unspiritual laws tract. Well, it's interesting, folks, because these self-professed Christians laid a four unspiritual laws tract on to the back of the bathroom stall as they ran away. Okay? That was their version, the professed Christian's version in Minnesota of what a Christian should be when he talks about his witness in Christ. And again, this was somehow a bold act on their part. Well, friends, guess what? This happened in the most confusing and the direst times of my life. I was lost as one could get. Luke 15, 11 through 32. And yet at the same time, I was seeking privately and praying from my heart to know the God of David. And what was out of sight and out of mind was one that claimed to truly represent Christ as a witness of their faith. They said they had, but they didn't, to give me biblical answers that I was seeking. And when you look to Scripture, folks, Mark 16:20 tells us, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word, signs following. This was out of sight and out of mind. And how much more so in America today? Folks, they call themselves Christian. This is stolen valor, friends. Now, what I mostly see in the professed church today are a bunch of pretenders who claim to be what in truth they are not at all, but rather a bunch of hypocritical Pharisees. Read Matthew 23. And yet now, being a part of the church, being a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving myself, James 2:14-26, James 2:14-26, I've taken the responsibility to do what these self-professed hypocrites and pretenders have in fact left undone, and that is to actually live out what I profess to believe. By leading, friends, as I follow the Christ and lighting the candle. 1 John 3:18-19. And when I come back, I'm going to bring forth the summation, friends, on the last segments of today's show on sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
At
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Johnny Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again, folks. We're talking about stolen valor. Stolen valor. Remember, friends, there's sheep and there's goats. Bah! Right? The Lord told us to make distinction between the wheat and the tares, to the holy and to the profane. Right? You know, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ did. And he always did it in front of his disciples. You ever notice that? And he said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and their false doctrine. And when you go to Matthew 23, it basically says, friends, in so many words, they say and do not. Matthew 23, verse 3. They say and do not. And it's exactly what I'm highlighting right now. And I want to tell you, if you're born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, you would be as indignant as these veterans that call out those for stolen valor. Because there's nothing more reproachful than when someone professes to be something that they are not. Matthew 23, verse 3, and therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not do after their works, for they say and do not. Talking about stolen valor. Using this as a parable, friends. You know, again, in Jude 1, 3 through 4, it says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. I'm blown away. On a 24/7 basis in the last 20 years of my life, that there are very few that are willing to contend for the faith. It goes on, verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Christians, doesn't this cause you to be righteously indignant towards their hypocrisies? Because it's interesting how these professors want to brag and gloat as being Christians, but yet we see over and over again that Christ is what is missing in action and their alleged witness that they don't have by the Holy Ghost. 1 John 5:12, woe unto these hypocrites, Jesus said. Read Matthew 23, verse 27 as well. Hey folks, again, this is nothing short of stolen valor in the American church. Again, the Bible tells us, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. I'm just getting an answer back right now. I got some friends out there that are listening and just saying, you know, it's just the way that you deliver your message. Yeah. What message have you delivered? I'm curious. You know, it's interesting, the Epicureans and the intellectuals, friends, how they would sit around and do nothing but talk about another topic. It's interesting how many intellects we find in the church today who will debate away the pith and marrow of the Spirit-influenced Word through their debates inside of the building where they're safe, where they wanted to be esteemed by men, and where the Bible tells us clearly that that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. These are the people that are sitting there pointing their finger at the likes of someone that's out there doing and not just talking. Oh, it's the way you deliver your message. Well, I want to see your effectiveness. I want to see your opposition. I want to see your persecution. Because this is all part. I want to see the hatred that men have for you. I want to see the death threats. I want to see your scars. I want to see the war that you've gone through. They know nothing of it. They're enemies of the cross. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. Folks, they have not a clue as to what that means. They have no understanding what it means when Paul was talking about being a good soldier or enduring the warfare, or looking to the things that he's gone through. They have no idea. Folks, it's fictitious to them. It's only another movie that Hollywood serves up to them, where you leave the movie and say, well, you know, it was just fake anyways. Folks, they're believers that don't believe. They're the worst of men. They hold to truth and unrighteousness. These are the men that I'm calling out even now, friends. They strain at the net and they swallow the big camel. They're a bunch of do-nothings. And therein lies the problem in this country. They're do-nothings. And yet they want the approbation of men. They want the praise of men because they talk so big and high and mighty. But they bring forth no fruit. Because they don't sow. They don't go out to the harvest fields. They don't go to the highways and the byways. Friends, they talk. And that's all they do is talk some more. And they ridicule, and they want to be right there to give the right answer while tearing down those that don't have the right answer. But they are there to tear down the doers of the word, not realizing that them being the hearers only are the ones that are deceived. And again, they want your approbation. They want all of your attention. They love the attention. They love the praise of men. Oh, America, the church is filled with these whores. The American church is filled with these hirelings. John 10, read the whole chapter. Read Jeremiah 23, the whole chapter. The world, folks, our world in America, the church is filled with these do-nothings. They're worthless. They're to be cast in the fire. But they have all the answers. You know, what they fail to remember, friends, is that God speaks to the heart and not to the head. To the head, secondly, your head catches up to your heart when you're born of the Spirit of God. And that is what it means when Jesus said, unless you become as a little child. Well, guess what? He brings you through that process. And when he brings you to nothing, you grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power. And I don't know if it's me or not, but Luke 19:10 tells me that we're to follow him. and that we're to seek and save that which is lost. And Mark 16:15 comes to my aid as well, to preach to the whole world, and that he will bring forth the Lord confirming word, the word, signs and wonders following. But again, that to them is, those are the ones that negate the word because it doesn't apply there. They think that miracles is a thing of the past, and I want to tell you why, because they don't have any faith. They don't realize the faith that we have comes from the Son of God, which causes us to overcome, friends. And that to the throne of grace to receive what only God can do through the miraculous. And what makes it miraculous is that we can't do it. We can't make sense of it. That's what makes him God. There's your answer back, Mr. Pharisee. There's more in one of you, too, let me tell you. Again, let me say, have you ever heard of stolen valor before? Stolen valor is a term applied to the phenomenon of falsely claiming military awards or badges that they don't want to earn. They didn't earn, service they did not perform, prisoner of war experiences that never happened, and other tales of military daring do that exist only in their minds. They're distorted, but they walk around with the uniform on. Furthermore, stolen valor is illegal. It's a felony. Stolen Valor Act of 2013 was signed by the sitting president on June 3rd, 2013. The act makes it a federal crime to fraudulently claim to be a recipient of certain military decorations or medals in order to obtain money, property, or other tangible benefits. How many of those in the church today does this apply to in the spiritual? And I have to tell you that when these counterfeits and frauds are exposed by these veterans, by indignant veterans, it does not go over very well. No more than it should with them that profess their Christianity when the Holy Ghost does not bear witness on the behalf of false and fraudulent pretenders of the faith. And this should all the more make practicing Christians indignant, for we know from Scripture that it made Jesus indignant. Why doesn't it make you indignant, America? And I'm not trying to get you to conjure up something that doesn't belong, but if you're born of the Spirit, guess what? You're going to do the things of the Spirit. You're going to take revenge upon all disobedience. You're going to be angry with those that claim to be Christ, when in fact, it's the furthest thing from the truth. You know, I don't like when people say things about me that are not true. I don't like when people that don't know me say things about me. No more than should professed Christians claim that they know Christ if they've never interacted with Christ. The only thing that should ensue concerning stolen valor in the natural and in the spiritual is for these hypocrites, both in the natural and in the spiritual, to receive a bold rebuke. By the way, the Bible does tell us in 1 Timothy 5:20 to rebuke those that are in sin before all, that others also may fear. Not through intimidation, but to teach them the fear of God. From a diabolical definition to a filial definition. They should receive a bold rebuke both in the spiritual and in the natural for claiming to be that which they are not. And that's exactly what these in the top 10 stolen valor videos get. Friends, do yourself a favor and go online. There's some expletives and cursings, forgive me, Ephesians 4:29. But check out stolen valor videos when you get a moment.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.